Carmen.
A man who called himself You-Know-Who just invited you to a secret wink-wink at the You-Know-What. You certainly are popular now that you're a stone cutter.
Oh, yeah. Beer bust, beer blast, keggers, steinhoist, AA meetings, beer night. It's wonderful, Marge. I've never felt so accepted in all my life. These people look deep within my soul and assign me a number based on the order in which I joined.
The metric system down. We do, we do. Who keeps Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do, we do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Gutenberg a star? We do, we do. Who robs Kingfish of their sight? Rigs every Oscar night. We do, we do.
And you were listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. That was two short ones. That was the Stonecutter song from The Simpsons and Muncie Girls with Locked Up from their 2018 album Fixed Ideals. And we are, well, this is going to be the last episode before Thanksgiving. Can you imagine such a thing? And we're going to have a cover of a deep cut Beatles song by the Eels. But first, we're going to get things started with a instrumental by Clifton Chenier, the great Zydeco musician from Louisiana. Take a listen.
Thank you.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I've lost someone.
He'd come in third in a two-horse race.
That is Boston band Letters to Cleo with Secret Agent off of their 1992 album Sister. And we also had Eels covering the Beatles' I'm a Loser. And that was off the album 16 Tons, 10 Songs, a 2003 session on KCRW. And I'm a Loser was originally on the Beatles for Sale album, which is seen as one of the weaker of the output. But if you're one of the weakest, being the weakest Beatles album, it's like, you know, being the weakest member of the Dream Team. Like, who's going to hold it against you if you're Christian Laettner? I'm certainly not. Up next, we're going to have one from Chile. This is the big hit by Ijapu.
¿Qué hacen aquí estas gaviotas, tan lejos del mar? ¿Qué hacen aquí entre piedras y rincón en este río marrón? ¿Qué hacen aquí tan lejos del mar? ¿Qué hacen aquí estos pequeños lejos del hogar? ¿Qué hacen aquí entre piedras y dolor en este sucio baldón? ¿Qué hacen aquí lejos del hogar? ¿Qué hacen aquí estos amantes?
Stands on golden sands, and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. My heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet, I know we'll meet beyond the shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sail. So long sailing, bye-bye sailing, move on our captain, so long and sailing.
So much for liberation. They'll have a celebration.
We started off with the Chilean group Ijapu with Lejos del Amor, and that was their big hit. And then we had Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea, and that was Supertramp, Just Another Nervous Wreck from 1979's Breakfast in America, an album I've been listening to frequently for reasons I'm not sure, but I do know that there is a story to that album that I very much enjoy because it involves me. A couple of years ago, there was a vinyl record flea market going on in Davis Square, and while I was just, you know, pawing through the box of offerings, there was a person standing next to me asking the vendor if they did have Supertramp's Breakfast in America, because she and her friend had a tradition of playing that album whenever they were severely hungover, because it made things a bit easier to process. And I know that feeling. I have that same relationship with Can't Buy a Thrill by Steely Dan. And while she was asking the vendor, I just happened to find this album on vinyl, handed it to her, and she was very appreciative, and I felt a few inches taller that day. Anyway, now you know. Let's get into it right now with the legally mandated PSA. And wouldn't you know it, by hint or dint, it's the Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now we're going to return to a recurring theme from this month. On Tuesday, November 29th, there are two flamenco shows at Tosca Restaurant in Brighton. There's going to be one at 5:30 and one at 8 p.m. The 8 p.m. show is sold out, but the 5:30 p.m. show, there are tickets still available to my knowledge, and you should go because the performer in question is the one and only Isaac de los Reyes. So contact Tosca by your preferred method and secure your seating. And in support of this display of the cultural arts, I've been playing flamenco songs of different sorts all through this month. And this week ties into something I've said very often, that the most important record label in this country is Smithsonian Folkways, because it has been their mission as the Smithsonian to preserve both original renditions and interpretations of musical offerings from across cultures and societies. And of course, includes the flamenco. And we'll be playing three selections from 1965's Two Flamenco Guitars. I love the Smithsonian, but the album titles are direct, but not necessarily creative. But it is from the album Two Flamenco Guitars, 1965, by the flamenco artists Domenico Zujo and Emilio Prados. And I'll be playing three from them, and I will see you on the other side. Take a listen. Thank you. And that was three from Dominic Zujo and Emilio Prados off of the Smithsonian Folkways 1965 album Two Flamenco Guitars. And those songs were La Paloma, Los Sitios de Zaragoza, and Malagueña de Lucona. And if you want to see some live flamenco, you could go to Tosca Restaurant in Brighton on Tuesday, November 29th. There is a 5:30 show. Tickets still available. The 8 o'clock is sold out, so contact Tosca by your preferred method. We are going to get into the last segment of this show, and we're also going, and I'm going to play a song from the new Arctic Monkeys album, The Car, which is an album I thought was very good, and it continues the what I felt to be the positive energy coming from their predecessor album, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. I know that album wasn't received as positively by other Arctic Monkeys fans as it was by me, but I'm very happy to be in the cultural minority on this one. But first, we're going to get things started off with some sound advice. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. It's a time for interacting with family. Sometimes there are political arguments or arguments of other sorts with the family. But I am going to offer this advice along with the cast of West Side Story and advise you to simply, you know, just do the following if the heat gets hot.
You want to live in this lousy world? Play it cool. I want to get even.
Get cool.
I want to bust cool.
I want to go.
Go cool. Boy, crazy boy. Get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolie cool, boy. Don't get hot, 'cause man, you've got some high times ahead. Take it slow, and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Boy, boy, crazy boy. Stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy. Real cool. Easy action. Shh. Cool it, A-Rab. Cool it, cool it.
Thank you.
quite where I think I am, but it's always worth half a blast. You know the face, but you can't see past the disco strobes and the stumbling blocks. Wait, there's the other island now. Formation displays of affection fly over. I go back and I can see both islands now. It's the intermission. Let's shake a few hands. Blank expressions invite me to suspect I ain't quite where I think I am. Stackable party guests to fill the awkward silences. The disco strobes and the stumbling blocks. Wait, there's the other island now. Both islands now. From my vantage point, the spare set of tingles on race obvious spy. If I get it my way, looks like the Riviera is coming into land. Early predictions would seem to suggest I ain't quite where I think I am. Formation displays of affection fly over. Eyes roll back and I can see both.
Leaving all your dreams to The juniper, the cornflower, and the chicory. Well, all of the words you said to me are still vibrating in my head. The elmy ash and the linden tree, the dark and deep enchanted sea, the trembling moon and the stars unfurl. Oh, there she goes, my beautiful. John Wilmot penned his poetry riddled with a part. And Nabokov wrote on index cards a lectern in his socks. St. John of the Cross, he did a his best of it present in a box. And Johnny Fulmer's was half alive when he wrote Johnny. His carbuncles while riding Das Kapital. And Gauguin, he butted off, man, and he went all tropical. And Philip Larkin, he stuck it out in a library in her. And Dylan Thomas, he died drunk in St. Vincent's Hospital. Oh, lie at your feet. Your door, I'll wreck your sleep, I'll roll on the floor. But I will ask for nothing, nothing in this life. But I will ask for nothing, give me everlasting life. Just wanna move the world, I just wanna move the world. I just wanna rule the world, I just want to move. Here she goes, my beautiful world. Here she goes, my beautiful world. If you got a trumpet, get on your feet, brother, and blow it. And if you got a field that don't yield, well, get up now and hoe it. Ah, look at you, yeah, look at me, and deep in our hearts, babe, we're knowing.
We started off with Cool from West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. And then we had Arctic Monkeys from their new album, The Car. The song was I Ain't Quite Where I Think I Am. And then we had Karen Dalton with Something on Your Mind from In My Own Time, the second and last album released in her lifetime before her death from complications from AIDS in 1993. And there is a very good documentary on her fascinating and tragic life on the Criterion Channel, if you can get it. It's called Karen Dalton, In My Own Time, and it's a harrowing story of a very influential musician who did not get the recognition due to her for multiple reasons, and there are many, and her music has lived on since her death and has influenced plenty of people, including the man we just heard right there, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, with There She Goes, My Beautiful World, from his 2004 album, Abattoir Blues / The Lyre of Orpheus. And that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. We're remote next week, but we're back live afterwards. And see you on the other side on WMFO in Medford.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.